There's a lot of happy faces floating around the Bison's facilities this year. Six of the Toronto Blue Jays' top 20 prospects will be on the roster, as well as one of the organization's better young pitchers, Joe Biagini, who manager Bob Meacham says will be their opening day starter.
I'm looking forward to seeing him pitch. He's made tremendous strides. I've seen his preparation all spring long just to become the best he can be as a starting pitcher, and I can't wait to see how he does.
While Biagini had a few great starts for the Blue Jays last year, his true talent may be as a journalist, as he came to yesterday's media event with some hard-hitting questions.
Coach, how do you feel about the attractiveness of the opening day starter for your team this year?
Well, our opening day starter, you know, he's a good pitcher. His looks, he's okay. But we're just looking for him to pitch really well. I'm not sure he's going to win any beauty contests.
A truly demoralizing blow to the esteem of a young pitcher looking for a compliment. Handsome or not, he's got baseball to worry about tonight.
I think for me, that's besides trying to look cute out there, which our manager seemed to think that wasn't very possible. Other than that, I have a lot of things that I want to continue to improve on.
If the weather won't cooperate, Biagini plans to use Mother Nature to his advantage.
If it's a blizzard, you know, maybe throw a lot of pitches that kind of come at the same arc as the snowflakes, and then maybe that would be more effective.
With many new young additions to the Bison squad this year, Biagini acknowledged there's a lot of mentoring going on.
The veteran guys usually give rides to the younger guys because they're not as confident driving. We explain to them things about life, like taxes.
No matter how the Bisons perform this year, as long as Biagini is on the roster, this season plans to be an entertaining one. Hopefully, we can get to learn more about him.
I'm a very sweaty person. Maybe I shouldn't say that.
Reporting for WBFO News, I'm Nick Lippa.